Americans think, well, we have to vote Republicans because not the Democrats will win. The Democrats think, well, we have to vote Democrat, the Republicans will win. And anyone who tries to run who's not one or the other, he'll get death threats. And I know many people run for office on independent ticket. They get death threats every week. You know what the police do? Oh, well, you're running for office. You have to expect that. If a member of the Kennedy family gets a death threat, they immediately start investigating and arrest the guy. Why is that? Because the political system works for the elites, don't work for us. You will get a death threat. You will be treated that way. Now, I don't want to discourage anyone. We love Americans. I think things will change. We have to start living in a more Christian way. Let us hope the Democratic Party completely dissolves and collapses. But if that leaves only the Republican Party, then it's time for Christians to organize a Christian party and say, hey, it's not no more one-way street for Christians. We're going to get, if America is predominantly Christian, then America will serve Christian values, principles, and faith at home and abroad. We have that right. It's our money from our taxpayer pocket. You can't take it from our pocket and put it towards your private end. And that's what's been going on. I mean, so much money was robbed in the last administration. There's no talk of even prosecuting these people. The crimes are so unbelievable, you don't even talk about it. I mean, it's very depressing.
Well, that's because the people that are in power now probably have aspirations to commit similar atrocities.
I don't go that far. I'm not that cynical. I just think that they're just part of a class. It's like when Donald Trump says, I like her. I don't want to prosecute her. I don't want to hurt her and her family. He's basically saying, you have to be very attentive to what he's saying. He's expressing a certain side of friendship and kindness. That's true. What he's saying is, I am a member of her class. I am not running to be your president. I'm running as a member of her class to be your president. And they tolerate him because they'll tolerate him a lot if he does what their class wants. They were constantly attacking Donald Trump. Then he goes and bombs one air base in Syria. And all of a sudden, they all think he's the greatest president on earth.
Well, that's the American way, brother.
That's part of the propaganda. No, that's not the American way. That's the elitist globalist way.
Yes.
The American way would be, okay, you know, and I pointed this out in our Twitter feed. You know, as a Christian, I agree that if anyone gasses with sarin gas children, if that in fact did happen, but investigate it first, they should be punished.
Absolutely.
But as a Christian, I recall what Jesus Christ said. Who has set me up as your judge? Now, Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings and is the judge of all, said to someone who got in a dispute over inheritance with his brother, who set me up as your judge? Then if I was president of the United States and the chiefs of staff said, let's go bomb Syria, I'd say, yeah, they should be punished. But the United States is not the judge of Syria. If you want to bring it before the world court or the papal court and get a judgment and that they mandate us to do the punishment, yes. But until that happens, it would be unjust for me to bomb them because we are not at war with Syria. The people bombed are not allies of the United States. They're not even a political entity. Let's not even talk about how the U.S. is promoting civil war in a country which is a violation of international law and unjust. You know, Assad was one of the best protectors and friends of Christians in the entire Mideast of all of the Muslim power men in that part of the world. So...
Well, that's why the actions are disturbing, and why I say that we act, especially when we're acting in foreign affairs, that we act in a very hostile fashion towards Christian populations. And Trump lobbing those missiles and doing what he did and then saying, well, I still think it was the right thing. No, it wasn't the right thing. Justice may have been needed to have been served, but as you pointed out, you're not judge, jury, and executioner just because you're president of the United States.